Chapter 1. A Leaky Imagination. From an early age, I believed I had an extra amount of imagination. I did not come up with that assessment on my own. Many people had told me that. They said I had an artistic imagination because I could draw a cat that looked like a cat and a horse that looked like a horse. They praised me for drawing a house with a door that was proportional to the people who stood next to it. They admired the tree next to the house, its thick trunk and smaller branches populated with tiny green leaves. They thought I was creative for putting a bird in the tree. People stared at my drawings, shook their heads, and said I had a wonderful imagination. At first I wondered why others could not do what came naturally to me. All you had to do was draw what was there in front of your eyes, be it a real cat or a cat in a photo. And after you had drawn it a number of times, it was easy to draw it from memory. I was so good at drawing that by age 12, I was asked by my piano teacher to give his 8-year-old daughter drawing lessons in exchange for my piano lessons. I probably gave the girl instructions like these. The eye should be drawn in the middle, between the nose, and not on the forehead the way you have it. Just draw it the way it is. I later learned that a good eye is not the same as a good imagination. My high school art teacher, an artist himself, wrote that conclusion on my final semester report card. Has admirable drawing abilities, but lacks imagination or drive, which are necessary to a deeper creative level. The comment was sharply wounding at the time. He did not say that I needed to use more of my imagination. He simply said I lacked it, that and depth. After my last year in high school, I did nothing further with my artistic inclinations, save the occasional sketch and doodle. I do know that had I continued, I would not have gone in the direction of abstract art. Even today, I am often puzzled by abstract art, those 10-foot-high paintings with a minimal dot of color or squiggles. At museums, my husband and I turn to each other.